not be located. And they say no duplicates of the folder's contents were made before the lawyers reviewed the file. The Senate confirmation hearings for Roberts, elected by George Bush to succeed Senator O'Connor, start on the 6th of September. If you've been wondering what George Bush is doing to keep busy at the Texas ranch while he's not meeting Cindy Sheehan, the White House says today he brought three big books with him. So when he isn't biking up hills or slashing overgrown brush, George Bush has 1,500 pages of reading material. The books are The Great Influenza, the epic story of the deadliest plague in history. It's the story of the virus that killed more than 50 million people around the world in 1918. It argues the U.S. government ignored that wartime crisis and created conditions that allowed it to thrive. Another book is Alexander II, The Last Great Tsar, which is about the Russian Tsar at the end of the Crimean War. And the third is Salt, A World History. It tells the history of salt and how this rock found in nearly every kitchen shaped the world. The White House has not specified how much, if any, George Bush has read of these books as yet. As many as 1,500 vigils held across the country this evening in support of Cindy Sheehan's anti-war protest outside the Bush Ranch in Texas. Cindy Sheehan and other anti-war protesters say they will stay outside the Crawford Ranch until Bush finishes his five-week vacation. Politician-turned-talk show host going back to politics, two Florida businessmen say the Republican Party is courting MSNBC host Joe Scarborough to replace Congresswoman Katherine Harris for the 2006 Senate race against Democrat Bill Nelson. Scarborough served four terms in Congress in Florida starting in 1994. He's not commenting. Harris's campaign manager says, however, that she is not quitting. Some polls have shown Katherine Harris lagging behind Nelson. Harris, best known, of course, for her role in the 2000 presidential recount when she was Florida Secretary of State and pushed to stop the recount. This is Air America Radio News.
You can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Japan has 20% of the world's earthquakes that measure 6.0 or greater. And so they have the drill down. The bullet trains stop, the factories and airports close down, they check them, they have systems for doing these things, they can handle it. What was scary about the quake in Japan is that there was, in fact, a tsunami after the quake. The good news? The tsunami was 4 inches high. Not joking, 10 centimeters. 4 inches.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Get out of my... Get off... Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
Start singing Sweet Neocon.
No, I can't. As a matter of fact, I've got it before we even get the program started. I got an email from a music guy last night. His name is Rich. He wrote, greetings, Mike. Like your show. However, I was listening last night and actually almost called in, and I'm not a caller-inner. When you spoke of the new song due out on the Rolling Stones' new album, A Bigger Bang, called Sweet Neocon, and mentioned that the Stones very rarely, if ever, write their own music, I was taken aback by your obvious lack of knowledge here. The Rolling Stones have a catalog of nearly 400 original songs, all written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Come on, Mike. I wrote back to Rich and said, yeah, you're absolutely right. I was absolutely wrong. I don't know. And like I said to Rich, when I really used to listen to the Stones, I was usually stoned, wrecked so many times. I have no idea what they wrote and what they didn't write. Now, that's not an excuse, but it's the reason. I always, I would just sit there and bob up and down to Sympathy for the Devil or something and just not even care who wrote it. You know, when you are hammered to the point where the sidewalk is moving, right? Okay. We have a more than usual amount of sound from Bush today. He held a press conference outside at Prairie Chapel with three or four murderers by his side. A black woman and a couple of white guys, murderers all. Interesting to watch these killers standing there holding a press conference. But we have a lot of Bush for you tonight because we don't know here at the Malloy program exactly what he was talking about. Kathy and I were talking about this. At one point, he was asked a question at one point, and he went on for 10 minutes. So we came to the conclusion that he is really starting to break down. He's starting to lose it completely. Kathy's field of study before she switched to nursing and then got out of that to come into this business was psychology. And she was Georgia State University Psychology of the Year, student of the year, back when we were first started dating, which was a long time ago. But I say that not to brag on her, but just to say that she understands this a hell of a lot better than I do. And sitting watching Bush dissemble the way he was dissembling, it set off the alarm bells for Kathy. Kathy just viscerally dislikes the bastard, but this goes beyond disliking him. This is the fear that a lunatic is in charge of the United States. His lips were moving, he was gesturing like he was making sense, but it sounded like a bunch of thrown-together random sentences from his Iraq speeches over the last 5 years. And like I say, the rambling is almost incoherent. Makes you wonder how much longer before this guy goes you know, moon howling insane, and what we're prepared to do about it. I realize there, what is it, 22nd Amendment, 18th or something about removing somebody from office. Just a couple of quick things here about Cindy's situation. Aurora from San Francisco wrote this, and I like this. It says, Mike, it's weird, but I can't actually hate anybody. I can and do hold other antagonistic feelings, but not hate. I'm kind of a bit off when you say how much you hate these people. Lately, I'm doubting my own inability to hate. I'm impatiently waiting for your program to start. I know that you'll be covering the ongoing smear campaign, but I also like to point out that the right wing, getting their cue from Bush, are framing the topic on Cindy's issue to be get the troops out of Iraq. Now, yes, she's asking for that, too, but her primary reason is to have Bush explain, quote, what's the noble cause my son and the 1,800-plus soldiers in Iraq, Iraqis, have died for, end quote. And Aurora writes, we need to counteract their tactic by reframing the conversation where it really belongs, specifically to reflect Cindy's mission. Yeah, I've noticed that, too, going on. I noticed it today on CNN and our local news. That the framing, and this is what Karl Rove and these murderous people are, these killers, these destroyers of the American dream, what they're so good at framing, putting out there into the media echo chamber what they want people like you and me to eat, to absorb through our skin, our ears, our mouths. That Cindy Sheehan is down there demanding Bush pull the troops out of Iraq. And as Aurora points out, that may be a secondary or tertiary reason, but the primary reason that she's down there is because George Bush is directly responsible for the death of her son. And she wants to know, she wants to hear it from this lousy bastard, what exactly his reason is for sending her son to die and 1,800 others. That's all. So, yeah, that's a good point, Aurora. Our good friend Will Pitt is down there, and excuse me, he's blogging on truthout.org. A couple of very quick ones here from him, and the first one here, I can really appreciate what he's saying. Listen to this. I may sound like a bit of a heretic saying this, but I have a rogue nerve tingling, a concern right now. Until today, the group here was relatively small. Everyone knew each other, and everyone was entirely on the same page. Now there are a bunch of new folks here, and they all mean well, but a number of them appear to be interested in dragging the whole thing toward whatever other cause inspires them. There is pamphleteer guy with his anti-theocracy newspaper buttonholing everyone he can find to buy his paper. There are the young radicals who are arguing with themselves about what actions they can take, whether or not those actions have anything to do with Cindy. There's nothing wrong right now. I just hope the people who have come and the people on the way remember to be down for the main cause that started this. It would be a real tragedy if this turned into, for example, an answer rally with everyone rocking their own rallying cry. Right now, this is laser-focused. It needs to stay this way. It's a good thing that this has gotten bigger. Don't get me wrong. But if you're coming, pledge to stick to the main tent. Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. The first massive anti-war demonstration that, when I first met Will and MatCom and Ben Birch and just a whole bunch of folks from Democratic Underground and other activist groups, that first demonstration a couple of years ago, before the war started, was run by International Answer. Yeah, bless their hearts. But it was not focused. By the time the speakers got up on the podium, it was about this and about that. All worthy causes. Nobody's bitching or complaining about the causes. It's just that you can't do that. You must stay single issue when the issue is an illegal war or when the issue is a challenge being put forth by one of 1,800 and almost 50 mothers now whose sons have been murdered by George Bush. It has to stay focused, and I think that's what Will Pitt is writing about. So And I hope on the 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C. that it stays focused. There is all sorts of disease and poverty, and the planet is going to turn into a cinder, and none of us are going to have any air to breathe, and I understand that. I understand that. And the Palestinians are being butchered, and Israelis, civilians are being blown up, and I understand. I understand. And the Chinese ought to get their asses out of Tibet. I understand. I understand. And the Indonesian military is just murdering all sorts of indigenous peoples in the so-called East Indies. I understand that. I understand that. But the overarching issue right now is this murderous group of killers that have taken over our government and have taken us into war. This has got to stop. And we've got to remember that that's what the central issue is come September 24th, 5th, and 6th. The central issue down in Crawford, Texas right now is one woman challenging George W. Bush and his refusal to acknowledge that challenge. Not by our mouth will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow all peoples, all countries to be deemed evil.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. Hair salons, health clubs, coffee shops, pizza parlors. New York is a city of convenience. We love the fact that just about anything we want is right around the corner. Imagine how much energy it takes to run all of our delis, drugstores, dry cleaners, and laundromats. With everything that's available to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, small business is big business. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service, so New York is always open and ready to do business.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison, on it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find some great tips on using energy wisely every day.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Guess how much we spent at the deli last month?
I don't know.
$98.13.
Really?
How about at the gas station?
Come
on, take a guess.
Larry, I'm busy. I don't know. $80.
Oh, so close. $132.53.
With a Visa business check card, it's so easy to track all your business expenses because all your purchases are broken out on one monthly statement.
How about
about courier charges?
You know, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Wrong answer. 241.28.
The Visa Business Check Card can also get you savings on business products and services and earn points for rewards with Visa Extras.
Okay, what else? What else?
Earth to Larry. Stop bleeding that statement.
Oh! Cardboard mailing tubes, which were from the office supply store where we spent $98.16.
I give up.
Yeah!
The Visa Business Check Card. Use it online, over the phone, and at millions of locations. It's everywhere you want your business to be. For more information and to find out if your card is eligible to participate in Visa Extras, go to visa.com/smallbusiness.
I know what it means to hug mothers and wives.
It's 21 past the hour. The other quick message from Will Pitt. He said, I spoke to Cindy about the so-called family who attacked her today. Apparently, given all the media outlets available to them, some of Cindy Sheehan's extended family called Matt Drudge and went on the Drudge Report. Oh, God. Will writes, I spoke to Cindy about the so-called family who attacked her today. This godmother, according to Cindy, did not know Casey at all. They saw each other maybe once a year. As for the other family members, they've always been at political loggerheads, so their response is no big shock. Cindy treated it with a shrug. Her husband will send out a more detailed response soon. In the meantime, Cindy says the letter is to be treated as little more than bad, dumb noise. The vigil goes on. Today's an anniversary. Today's the 40th anniversary of the uprising in the Watts section of Los Angeles. 1964 seemed to be a turning point in this country. We had the passage of the Civil Rights Act. A new age in race relations appeared to be dawning, but the states, especially here in the South, acted quickly to get around the new federal law. And even in California, California reacted with Prop 14, which moved to block the fair housing components of the Civil Rights Act. And these acts around the country created a feeling of injustice and despair in the so-called inner cities. That's code word for people of color, which is code word for African Americans, which is code word for people who were brought here as slaves. On August 11, 1965, a routine traffic stop in South Central L.A. provided the spark that lit the fire of those seething feelings. The riots lasted for 6 days. 34 people were killed, 1,000 people injured, 4,000 arrested, hundreds of buildings destroyed. After the riots, the governor then, Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's dad, named John McCone, not McCain, John McCone, to head a commission to study the riots. And the report issued by the commission finally concluded that the riots were not the act of thugs or criminals, but rather symptomatic of much deeper problems. The high jobless rate in the inner city, the crappy, lousy housing, the bad schools. Now, the problems were clearly pointed out in this report, but no great effort was made to address those problems, and for the longest time, nothing was done to rebuild what had been destroyed in the riots and in so many areas of Los Angeles. The scars are still there. I remember one of the shocking things that Kathy and I found when we moved to Chicago in 1997 for 3 years was the near South Side. Actually, kind of south, southwest a little bit, where the incredible uprising occurred after the assassination of Dr. King. It was vicious and violent and inner-directed. The people who were involved in the violence didn't move to the North Shore, where the rich white people lived. They burned their own neighborhoods and their own buildings. And that's certainly understandable. But Mayor Richard Daley, or not Richard, who is the first Mayor Daley? Anyway, Mayor Daley, who 3 years later dealt so miserably with the riots during the Democratic convention, allowed the entire area that was burned and destroyed to stay burned and destroyed. He specifically ordered, we found out, that the construction companies and that sort of private enterprise was to stay the hell out of that section of Chicago that had been burned and destroyed. And there are still huge, huge tracts of Southside Chicago that appear as though they were destroyed by some sort of urban warfare. Weeds growing over now, roads torn to pieces, overpasses falling down, buildings decaying. It wasn't just L.A. and it wasn't just Chicago and it wasn't just Detroit and it wasn't just Newark. It was all over the country. I bring this up because when we come back after this break, Walter Mosley wrote something. It was in the L.A. Times. And I'm going to share it with you because it just occurred to me. This is the 60th anniversary we had just a few days ago of the nuclear bombing of two cities in Hiroshima, in Japan. And 40 years ago, we had an uprising in this country that was shocking. Absolutely shocking. I wish I could say I'm not white. But I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them. And they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. And you can't understand me. Jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These times.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
An epidemic coming. It will affect the entire world.
The threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
The conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, comes a film top critics are calling one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Masterfully crafted, raves the Washington Post.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Entertainment Weekly declares, finally, a thriller with brains. Rafe Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
Constant Gardner.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen, Wednesday, August 31st.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Ring of Fire.
There's a brand new love affair going on between our appointed president and a corporate media that's showing less character and less courage than we have seen in decades. You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, and we'll bring you those stories while the rest of corporate media is asleep at the wheel. Every weekend on Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Those who fail to heed history, of course, are bound to repeat it. And it's not just Watts. This is written by Walter Mosley, L.A. Times, yesterday. What we remember about Watts and its environs that hot summer is not nearly as important as what we forget. Many of us remember a young man arrested for a crime he may or may not have committed in the way the streets of L.A. became a war zone. Whole blocks went up in flames. Dozens died. The National Guard was called out. 5 days of violence blazed, and the whole nation, the whole world, took notice. What we don't remember, what many of us never really considered, was that this was a mass political action that had no leaders, no apologists, no internal critics. The Watts riot was a spontaneous act of a people who had been oppressed, emasculated, and impoverished for too long. It didn't matter if the man being arrested was guilty or not. It didn't matter if the police stood on in the street and said to go home. Who cared what they said or what their laws said? Who cared about property that would never be ours? The riot was a rebellion, a naturally formed revolution, an unconscious expression of a people who had lived entire lives, many generations, in a state of enforced unconsciousness. It was about people who were poor and undereducated, people who had no motherland or mother tongue or even a history, as far as most of them knew. I was 12 years old that summer. My parents had moved west by then, over near Fairfax and Pico. But on the third night of the riot, I found myself being driven through parts of town that were rife with burning, looting, and violence. One might think that this would provide me with an interesting memory of that time, but I don't find it particularly enlightening. Violence is merely a symptom of a deeper malady. The citizens of Watts understood that if a black man was arrested, he was likely to get brutalized, railroaded, blindsided, humiliated, and that it didn't have much to do with whether he was innocent or guilty. And so young people, and some old, poured gasoline into beer bottles, added rag and flicker, and made a statement that had lain fallow in their hearts for more years than they had been living, a statement that had been whispered by ancestors so far back that its first utterance had been the murmur of slaves. The Watts riot was unity without direction, agreement without understanding. This was not the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. This was not the NAACP. This was not Paul Robeson or Jesse Owens or any other identifiable group, movement, or personality. The Watts riot was a deep-seated anger at injustice that had gone on unchallenged, that was intended to go on forever. There would be no true power for black people. They did not deserve a history or a worldview or even a place at most tables. The Watts riot was the product of an intelligence that was unaware of itself. It was an action that was artless, unstructured, and unplanned. So what's so important about this? What lesson could we possibly learn today from that 40-year-old expression of unrest? Maybe some people reading these words already have an answer. Maybe they know about the million black men and women languishing in prison, overcrowded, bored, and hopeless. They know about the millions more who are soon to return to the penal system with its punitive rules and representatives. They know about the gangs that form in the vacuum of hope. They know about the innocents and soldiers hung out to dry on foreign soil. They know about the shrinking pot and the empty promises and the intentions of those in power to keep the status quo. The immediate and mostly unconscious result of the Watts riot was that some people got a sense of bitter satisfaction while others learned to fear. But this is not knowledge, not learning. The lesson for black and white was taught but not learned. People all over the world, in Darfur and Cleveland, Paris and Jakarta, are suffering. They're angry and disaffected, lost and staring at TV screens or podiums dominated by religious zealots. There's a thought somewhere in their unconsciousness, a word waiting to be spoken. This is what I am remembering when I think about that hot summer. I am remembering a future that will be forgotten before we know it has happened. Walter Mosley is a writer in L.A. Bush, I want to do some Bush fairly quickly here, but before we do that, Don Imus is starting to pick up on our method of communication, our rancid, raw, nasty, profanity-laced method of communicating the anger and rage we feel on this program. Don Imus is starting to imitate the Malloy program, apparently. Let's listen.
Says the violence in Iraq may, in fact, increase over the next couple of months. He warns the terrorists will not stop killing for any reason.
Zarqawi's not going to give up. That's what he does.
God, I hate him. I mean, I don't hate, I usually don't have hate in my heart, but I hate that bastard. Speaking to... Yes? Talking to us like we're 5 years old, you know?
That's what they do. They get up and I'm going to shut up.
I mean, I can't listen to that. He talks to us like we're 5 years old.
It really is grotesque.
I mean, that son of a bitch has got to resign. I mean, that's what he is.
Ooh. The big eye. Talking about Remy. My, my. At the press conference today, by the side of some road in... And I don't get that. What was the side of the road thing? There's a specific area on Bush's toy former pig farm where he and his associated killers usually stand, or he and some subjugated foreign leader usually stand to make their half-witted statements. But today, they were on some road, and there stood four white guys and a black woman, all four of them with more blood on their bodies and soaked and saturated into their souls than any five people you could name real quickly if you don't name historical committers of genocide. There they stood. In the crack White House press corps. Here we go. Mr. President, on Iran again. Has the U.S. intelligence started out what role the new Iranian president might have played in the 1979 embassy takeover?
It's a really long question.
Stop it. Let me start again. Let's start again. Now, first of all, consider that this question is asinine to begin with. Who cares about the 1979 embassy takeover, right? Mr. President, on Iran again, has the U.S. intelligence sorted out what role the new Iranian president might have played in the 79 embassy takeover? And will he be given a visa to attend the U.N. meetings in New York? And wouldn't denying him a visa damage the EU3 negotiations on their nuclear program and inflame the anti-American sentiment that Karen Hughes, well, that's the very thing that Karen Hughes is trying to abate, right?
It's a really long question. Let me start off by saying that we're still investigating allegations and or this guy's potential involvement in the hostage crisis. We're in agreement with we have an agreement with the United Nations to allow people to come to meet, and I suspect he will be here to meet.
Brilliant, Bush. Just brilliant.
At the United Nations. On Iran, I can't remember the first four questions you asked on the question, but...
Oh, my Jesus, God. Oh, my God. The reporter reminds him of the question, and then Bush continues.
I appreciate the IAEA's positive first step.
The IAEA? He can never get this agency's name right. He probably thinks it's the Scandinavian Home Furnishing Store.
As you know, there'll be a report back after a period of time, and we look forward to working and hearing what that report says. But the point is that the world is coalescing around the notion that the Iranians should not have the means and the wherewithal to be able to develop a nuclear weapon.
Well, neither should you if you get right down to it, Mr. Bush. Neither should you. Next reporter says, Mr. President, these rumors about a troop drawdown really took flight when some of your military people started talking about drawing down in spring. What was that about? Are they out of line?
Clearly, my position has been clear, and the position of this government is clear.
Oh, sure it is. You're clear as mud with your 8,965th reason why we're in Iraq.
That as Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down. And
well,
that means that
true.
There's a... obviously, the conditions on the ground depend upon our capacity to bring troops home. And the main condition is to whether or not the Iraqis have got the capability of taking the fight to the enemy.
Excuse my ignorance, but for many Iraqis, wouldn't the enemy be us? More of Bush in a minute.
president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals. I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cuts down trees and taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids don't mind.
He cuts down trees, he cuts down schools, and leaves no child behind.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Remember your first time?
First time, I believe, was 1994.
It was the first big Broadway show I'd ever seen.
I've seen it in Canada, and I've seen it in Pittsburgh, and I've seen it 6 times here.
Remember the first time you heard the music? Felt the power and fell in love with the Phantom of the Opera.
We walked down the aisle when we got married to All I Ask of You, and this is our first time in New York together, and so I wanted to bring him to go see the Phantom of the Opera.
It's romantic. It has everything you want for a husband and wife night on the town. I guarantee she's going to love it.
I've raised my daughter on the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she grew up listening to the music of Phantom, but we never saw the show until tonight. We've been waiting a long time for this.
The Phantom of the Opera. The musical phenomenon Broadway comes back to again and again. Call telecharge.com.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we don't let anybody intimidate our clients, not even the government. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You don't have to be afraid to make that free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the
proof
way you
that
talk.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy. Talk that
talk. 10 before the hour. All right, back to Too Stupid to Find His Ass with one hand or both hands, standing out there in Crawford, Texas, with his so-called advisors behind him, four other murderers. Reporter says, Mr. President, you're increasing U.S. troops, troop strength in Iraq for the upcoming elections. What happens? Is it possible those troops would be asked to stay on longer if needed to help improve security? And if I may, what happens if Iraq misses the deadline for drafting the new constitution?
No decision has been made yet on increasing troops or decreasing troops. I also know there's a lot of folks here in the United States that are, you know, wondering about troop withdrawals. They're concerned about the violence and the death. They hear the stories about a loved one being lost to combat.
Stories?
And, I grieve for every death.
You have no soul.
It breaks my heart to think about a family weeping over the loss of a loved one. I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place.
This from the king of Death Row, Texas. He can't put himself in anyone's shoes. And like any other sociopath, he's devoid of empathy or compassion. Once again, you hear this man, this half-man, stumble and stagger and not even able to put together a coherent a sentence when it concerns anything relating to compassion or sympathy or empathy. Ask him about death and destruction, and by God, he's just slick as oil, isn't he? He continues to ramble about Iraq.
I also have heard the voices of those saying, pull out now.
Was that Laura before you got married?
And I thought about their cry and their sincere desire to reduce the loss of life by pulling our troops out. I just strongly disagree.
Yeah, of course. Of course you do.
Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy.
Uh-huh.
Immediate withdrawal would say to the Zarqawis of the world and the terrorists of the world and the bombers who take innocent life around the world, you know, the United States is weak.
Oh, well, we can't have them thinking we're weak. Jesus Christ, I mean, we only have 9,000 nuclear weapons. We can't have them thinking we're weak. We're tough. You ought to hit them harder, George. Like you said before, bring them on, you tough-talking Texan chicken hawk. Still more rambling, inane comments on Iraq. This went on for over 10 minutes.
Our mission in Iraq, as I said earlier, is to fight the terrorists.
No.
Is to train the Iraqis.
Oh.
And we're making progress training the Iraqis. Oh, I know it's hard for some Americans to see that progress.
What?
But we are making progress. More and more Iraqi units are becoming more and more capable of fighting off the terrorists. And it's very important for our citizens, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, to understand that the mission is a vital mission. And it's one that will be, that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? Reporter Steve is pretty sharp. He says, just to make clear here, Mr. President, you're referring to Mrs. Sheehan here, I think, right?
You know, listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan. She feels strongly about her position. She has every right in the world to say what she believes. This is America. She has a right to her position. And I thought long and hard about her position. I've heard her position from others, which is get out of Iraq now.
That's not her position.
And It would be a mistake for the security of this country.
Oh, you bastards.
And the ability to lay the foundations for peace in the long run if we were to do so.
How exactly, moron, would it weaken our security? First of all, that's not what Cindy Sheehan's primary issue is, but how would it weaken our security? The truth is exactly the opposite. You giggling freak. The quicker we leave, the fewer terrorists you create. And the safer the world will be. It's that simple. You, Mr. Bush, are the biggest threat to our security. You! Global terrorism, Bush, is on the rise because of you!
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Mission Minute on Air America Radio.
John Roberts is hardly a swing justice in the mold of Sandra Day O'Connor. Under Reagan, Roberts supported a memorial service for aborted fetuses and opposed equal pay for women. As a corporate lawyer, he defended the worst of big business. On the D.C. Court of Appeals, Roberts reinstated Bush's military tribunals and sent a 12-year-old girl to jail for eating a single French fry on the Metro. Sadly, many Democrats are responding to this startling record by pulling controversial ads and offering fawning pre-endorsements. When NARAL ran a TV spot criticizing Roberts' record on choice issues, Republicans and Democrats alike immediately called for the ad's removal. Has the opposition lost its nerve, the Washington Post wondered? Democratic talking points fail to note Roberts' right-wing positions. Having ceded the ideological battle, Democrats are locked only in a tactical argument with the White House over documents. Even before the Roberts hearings begin, Democratic support seems assured. No wonder Americans think the Democrats don't stand for anything. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Oric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Heva.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
A lot of special fond memories.
The boys really love the tree house, and we're hoping that the new family will too.
Well, when we decided to sell our house, the first thing we did was call the realtor.
It was a great relief to have someone that knew what they were doing.
So when I see the realtor R, I feel confident.
Selling a home takes experience, commitment, and a lot of know-how. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
We're experts in a lot of things, but selling the house isn't one of them.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Safety alert.
The U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board has issued an urgent safety recommendation for the first time in its history today. A federal safety panel has asked BP to form an independent panel to review safety at the company's five North American refineries. The panel is investigating an explosion and fire at a Texas BP refinery that killed 15 workers and injured 170 people. The board says it has found safety problems at the oil refinery that have, quote, the potential to cause serious harm unless rectified in what they called a short time frame. If you think you're paying a lot for gas, imagine having to fill up a school bus. As prices are rising, school districts around the country are bracing for budget problems because of gasoline. In Fredericksburg, Texas, for instance, where the entire fleet is only 50 buses, superintendent says officials plan for higher prices, but not this high. He says the district is now already considering options like scrapping plans to replace one bus and to buy gas with the money instead. But not everybody has a plan. In Columbus, Ohio, the budget for the coming year drafted using the price the district paid for diesel last year. Now price is 30% higher. District spokesman says a crunch is inevitable, but they haven't figured out what to do yet. The Columbus bus fleet includes over 500 buses. The district is hoping prices will come back down, says one official. The American Psychological Association says violence in video games is bad for children's health, and the group is calling on the industry to cut back on violence. The association says research indicates exposure to violence in video games increases aggressive thoughts, aggressive behavior, and angry feelings among young people. The group is calling for a rating system that accurately reflects the content of the video games and interactive media. They also want the entertainment industry to link violent behaviors with negative social consequences, but the president of a trade group representing the U.S. computer and video game industry criticizes the association, saying they disregarded research that challenges claims that video games cause aggression or crime. An idea being floated by some prominent ecologists has other scientists and conservatives upset at the thought of transplanting African species to the U.S. Supporters say moving animals like lions and elephants to the Great Plains of North America could help save some species from extinction in Africa. The scientists say protection is spotty. Habitats vanishing in Africa. Opponents say previous efforts to relocate foreign species often led to disasters. While most modern African species never lived on the American prairie, supporters say some of their cousins, like mastodons, camels, and saber-toothed cats, did just that. The plan appears in the journal Nature. This is Air America Radio News.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans, we make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks?
Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Jerry Springer.
The voice of reason.
Provide security.
Leave us alone.
Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
This is a grown-up conversation. We're talking about serious things.
Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
How would you punish the BTK killer? And is there someone new in your bedroom? And does he look like Supreme Court nominee John Roberts?
Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on 1190 WLIB.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. We get a lot of emails at this program about supporting demonstrations going on around the country in support of Cindy Sheehan, A. B, in support of the idea of getting our troops out of Iraq. So many come in with so many different instructions and places of meeting, so on and so forth. It's almost impossible for us to get them out, and I really feel like a derelict in my duty here in not mentioning everything. The only thing I can suggest is to check in your local area, the local area of peace action groups, what they are doing. I've got two here that's in the Lone Star Iconoclast. That's the newspaper down in Crawford, Texas. There are two tomorrow. And they're referring to them as emergency rallies to support Cindy Sheehan. San Francisco and San Jose, both in California, tomorrow at 5 p.m. The one in San Francisco is at Powell and Market Streets. The one in San Jose is at the Federal Building, 2nd and San Carlos, and the Highway 87 off and on ramps, which are at Julian and Notre Dame. Anyway, just check it with your local peace action groups. That one in San Jose is at 5 p.m. tomorrow also. And in New York City, supporters will set up what they're calling a Camp Casey in Union Square beginning at 5 p.m. if Cindy Sheehan is arrested. These rallies, I'm going to mention this one time, you know who sponsors these. It's certainly not the Republican Party. Not in our name, Code Pink, Global Exchange, Veterans for Peace, Courage to Resist, Bay Area United Against War, College Not Combat, Answer Coalition, World Can't Wait Campaign, and the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors. These are all peace groups that I'm sure everybody who listens to this program is intimately familiar with. One last from George Bush. This is the ugly one, saving the ugly one. Last. This is from today in Texas.
I've met with a lot of families, and I have done my best to bring comfort to the families and honor to the loved one, and get different opinions when you meet with moms and dads and sons and daughters and wives and husbands of those who've fallen. One opinion I've come away with universally is that, you know, we should do everything we can to honor the fallen. And one way to honor the fallen is to lay the foundation for peace.
Which means keep throwing innocent troops into your meat grinder. This man disgusts me. This man is just absolutely disgusts me. I thought I... I thought I had reached the real apex of contempt and disgust where it concerned Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon produced in me maybe a cup of contempt and disgust. This guy produces a train tanker car full of contempt and disgust. It's just unbelievable. Very quick email here from John in Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, we should keep this Crawford thing under control. He's referring to Will Pitt's blog comment about staying focused on why people are coming down to Texas if they're going there. Yes, we should keep this Crawford thing under control, but it was a slap in the face for Will Pitt to say, don't turn this into an answer rally. Answer speaks up for underdogs where so-called liberals are mute. Answer has spoken for Haiti, Palestine, Venezuela, and indigenous communities that have been occupied by countries such as ours, who have roots in European conquest of those indigenous people. Answer speaks out on political prisoners such as Leonard Pelletier, Mumia, the Cuban Five. I'm glad they speak out. I wonder how many Answer people have showed up in Crawford to disrupt things. Mr. Pitt should apologize. All right, John, this may be my fault for not putting the correct emphasis on Will Pitt's quick blog. I don't think in any stretch of the imagination was he dissing Answer. He made a very clear statement. Keep it focused. This is not what's going on with Cindy Sheehan. It's not about Haiti, as honorable as that cause is. It's not about the Palestinians or Israeli civilians being blown to pieces, as honorable as those causes are, peace in Israel and the occupied territories. Cindy Sheehan is there not about the Indonesian military and its genocide in East Asia. Okay? So, while Answer is notable for its all-encompassing, arms-wide-open embrace of justice, and I support that completely, the problem with so many liberal or left peace groups is their inability to focus on a specific given issue. Everything becomes diffused, unfocused, and the energy just floats out into space. Now, damn it, it's time people on the left understood this. You know, if you're going to have a rally against the war in Iraq, then keep the rally against the war in Iraq. Everybody knows that Leonard Pelletier deserves his own rally. The indigenous people in Indonesia deserve theirs. We understand this. But this is what frosts my ass about the left. You have got to focus. Because when you don't focus, when we don't focus, we come across as gibbering monkeys in a primate house in some damn zoo. And the right loves that. Oh, they love it. So if you're offended by Will Pitt's comment, get your brain in order, John. All right? There's nothing in what Will said to offend you. Or there shouldn't be. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not trying to get in a pissing contest here with anybody. But this is one of the major weaknesses of the left. This is why we are in the position we are in, by the way. Because over the past 30 years, we did this. Constantly, continuously. Diluting our strength, breaking off into all sorts of factions, all of whom were honorable, all deserving attention, but you don't do it all at once. That's called a kaleidoscope. You need to do it with a laser. Do you understand that? Good. Thank you. Now we're getting unfocused. I've just got too much here. Damn it. I don't know. Let's shut down and go home, Kathy. Nadine wrote into me. It was Amendment 25 I was trying to think about. That's the one where if a president gets crazy, this is how you remove him from office. I think Bush is crazy. I think he needs to be removed from office. If he can't be impeached, then do an Article 25 on. Remember the signs, no.